This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Would you rather be magically fit no matter what you eat or how much you work out, but have no sense of humor? Or be like universally regarded as funny at whatever level you want, whether that's like you're a famous comedian or you're just kind of like the funny guy in the friend group, but you're 300 pounds.
Ripped. Absolutely ripped. And everyone can hate me. I don't even have to not be funny. I can be actively disliked as long as I have fucking abs.
Isn't the point of having abs to be liked?
It's to be hot.
Okay. Isn't the point of being hot to be liked?
No, it's to be fucked.
Like, you will be fucked. But in a different way.
Fucked up.
Pyle, Marika, magically fit no matter what, no sense of humor, or universally funny and like in bad health?
I don't want to be like in bad health when you describe it that way.
Okay, then let's say, okay, well, I mean, I don't want to body shame at all. So that,
right.
It's not that you're overweight, it's just that you're in bad health.
Right. I'd like to be healthy, so.
But being fit doesn't mean that you're healthy.
I'll be not funny.
I want to change my answer. I want to be sick and hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think like anyone's going to take the I want to be sick option.
Option it is.
Next question.
Bye, next question.
Would you rather get hit in there with a hammer or have $1 billion?
Enough, man. Absolutely enough. It's been 14 episodes of this shit and I'm fucking sick of it.
Finally, the guy you lose it on is Pyle, of all people, of all guests. All, after all you've been through, you flip out on Andrew.
Gonna start us off right off the back with a major key alert of the day. If you
three sound clips
What's
before
that?
You even spoke is the national anthem, clapping, and then major key alert. You definitely didn't need two of those.
Damn, Daniel.
Ferris just cut out the in between there.
That counts as five.
Sorry, now I have to do it again. One second. Major key alert. The major key alert of the day is if you are an avid consumer of whey protein, Danny. You're going to want to supplement that with glycine because that's going to help you absorb the, I mean, for lack of a better term, amino acids that are all up in that powder.
Oh, thank you. I'm in a minute to ask you about that.
Danny, do you climb? Do you rock climb?
No. What makes you think that?
I just feel like you're in like good shape. Would you want to rock climb when you move to LA?
No, I have zero interest. I'll hike though. I had a nice little hike.
You were just in LA. Were you here for a week, a weekend?
A weekend. Nice little 3 days.
What did you think? Did you find a place? Did you find a neighborhood that you fell in love with, et cetera?
Yeah, it was a little, it was like House Hunters, but with like way more apartments and a way shittier budget.
Did you find anything good?
Yeah, I don't want to tell Jeff where I'm fucking living.
Smart. Very smart.
Well, not smart.
Let's just say
Los
Angeles County. Let's put it like that.
There's 10 million people that live there. There's so many places. It's the definition of urban sprawl. It could be anywhere. I'm just wondering zip code. 90026?
I actually don't know the zip code, to be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, found a spot. Nice little spot. In suburban. The nice little suburban quiet street.
Hey, Danny, you can send me a private chat just so in the Zoom, just so I can see it. Because I'm curious, but like, Yeah, I don't want Jeff to know for sure, and especially not your exact address.
It's super awkward.
Maybe with a private chat, that'd be great.
No, super private awkward. Chat between Danny and me, not so that you can't find out where it is, because you like to fucking weasel your way into private information and then exploit it.
Yeah.
Komate, what's new in the life and times of Mike?
Nothing, dude. I was just doing work and you asked me to come on this show, so I'm doing that for you.
We are recording on a Tuesday, which is a much usually busier work day for everybody. It's just the only day that worked for me this week. And I'd be remiss if an episode...
Super considerate of you, dude.
Right?
Thank you.
I'd love to do an episode that somebody else hosts and I'm the guest. I've been wanting Amir to host an episode, and he doesn't seem to want to put the work in.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of work. Like, it's time to play Fosse or Saucy. Are these things said by a choreographer or a can of ketchup? And then you're just like, here's a fucking audio clip of sauce coming out of a bottle, and then you Venmo people $300. That really is a lot of work that I don't know if I'll be
just
able to
digging
do that.
Through our Slack history.
What?
Ice in my veins, basically.
How long does this go for?
You have to stand up. If you don't stand up, it's not a good sound clip.
You've been doing shows every week. How's it been going?
Great. Vaccined up.
Yeah.
Waited my 2 weeks post second shot. I'm out here, dog.
Are you going to do mics when you... I mean, obviously, you're going to do mics when you get out here.
Yeah, this is my fucking dream, Jeff.
I thought maybe the dream kind of just gets lost in the sauce on the airplane over. I'd love to see a set. The whole company should come watch you do a set.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I'd appreciate the support. Thank you.
But you'd rather some of us don't show up.
There may or may not are to be invites out for certain people in the company, and I can't guarantee that you're not one of them.
So I am one of them, because that's a double negative.
Yeah, you're not. I don't want you there. All right, bro. I don't want you there.
Damn, Daniel.
No, I get it. I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll figure out where it is, and I'll end up there. Amir, crypto. What's the update?
I mean, it's a very volatile time in the marketplace. Don't invest what you can't afford to lose. Have fun. Ride the waves. Find the shit coins. Find the hype coins. The meme tokens, and just spray the table like a high roller at a roulette. Table, you're just sort of making your guesses and you're hoping for the best. There's no guarantees, but it's fun to track.
That's a pretty informed response.
You didn't say anything back, Jeff. You just sort of smiled at me, but it sounded like it was met with deafening silence because you didn't say anything.
I mean, again, Ferris will kind of like do his magic. It's going to sound great in the edit. It's just, I didn't know what to say to that.
Yeah. Well, you asked me a question. I gave you an answer, and then you didn't know what to say to that.
I don't have to always have the correct thing to say. Like, that's why there's editing, and that's why there's four of us.
Okay. As the host, it's sort of your job to move the show along. Like, is there a segment coming up? You played
There's a couple segments.
The Soviet national anthem, at the top. Did that lead to anything, or that was sort of a...
Danny or Fanny.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. Is it Danny Sellers, or is it Fannie Mae Mortgage?
Very original.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the fucking catalyst for these things, and I'm sick of it. I feel like it'd be better if you guys brought some shit to the table. Maybe we do like a Sellers Druthers today.
Didn't we already do that?
Yeah, we've done it.
We need a heads up.
So what's up with your life, Jeff? I mean, are you in LA? Are you what's career wise? What are you working on? What's next?
I appreciate that. I'm in LA. Career wise, not going too well. But
that's tight.
That's pretty much it. Oh, I'm going to Miami this week to shoot a commercial for Vinny Pione's production company. So that's like, you caught me on a week where it sounds like I'm really successful. I'm not doing jack otherwise. Tell me about the crypto thing. How do I make like $100,000 in an hour?
You can't. You have to start with $90,000 and hope to God one of them pops for that last 10.
But you can't go from zero to...
Right. You don't. Exactly. I guess you're doing work in Miami, so that sounds good.
Yeah, but I'm not getting paid for it.
So why are you going?
Because it's South Beach, ass. I'm taking my talents there.
But you live in LA. It's like...
It's nice here, yeah. If anything, it's nicer here. It's not as humid.
Yeah, it's drier. Right.
Yeah.
Danny, how's the marriage? How's the old ball and chain? Is she excited to move to LA?
Don't call her that.
She's a great lady. Yeah, bro, we're excited. We're driving out, doing the Route 66, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
Great with the dog.
Yeah. And you said June?
I don't want to tell you the exact date, but yeah, give or take.
Well, let's get like the week, second week, third week.
What part of town do you live?
I live in Echo Park.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, great.
You're going Larchmont, aren't you? You're going Hollyweird?
No, I prefer not to say, but I was in Echo Park this last weekend or whatever this airs, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Ago.
Where'd you go?
Whatever Marty said the office might be, I went over there, and then I went to, you know where the undefeated, like the sneaker shop
yeah,
is in
yeah,
Echo
yeah.
Park? Went to, what's that, 33 Taps?
Amir loves 33 Taps.
Yeah, I watch a lot of basketball games there, pre-pandemic, of course. Solid sports bar on the east side, yeah.
I'm excited because the potential new office has a basketball hoop in the yard, and I just want to, like, dunk on Cohen.
You can't dunk.
Well, and on a 7 foot, yeah.
It's 10 foot regulation rim. You can't touch that.
I know,
you definitely
but
can't dunk it.
It's not an adjustable hoop, but I thought that maybe we could swap it out.
So you want to lower the rim so you can dunk on your boss?
It's camaraderie. It's team building.
No, it's not.
Remember how nerve-wracking it was? Speaking of like sweating and shit in the middle of the day, like middle school, PE, like second period, like you just playing your heart out and you have like 90 seconds to go from like gym shorts to biology with your crush and you smell fucking horrible.
Yes. Was showering not a thing for y'all?
Traumatizing.
In school?
What's they what? Had showers, but like to Danny's point, it was you have like 5 minutes to get from being fully sweaty in a basketball court to fucking science. It really is doesn't make a lot of sense. And then you'd be
that's why I'm asking though, because it's like we had the showers but nobody used them. I never saw a single person in high school or middle school ever use the showers after gym, even though we all really needed to.
Yeah,
I'm not getting butt naked at 12.
Yeah,
right. Like
at school, like, you know, 11 and a half butt ass naked, it's not gonna happen.
I do remember the first time that I was like, wait, I have to like just change in front of 20 people. Like, this is insane, right? I'm 9.
At most, you're like 14 and a half. Like, I'm not fucking doing it.
Amir, what was the first time that you kind of bared your ass unto others?
It's a good question.
No, it's not. And the fact that he was playing with his hair during it made it worse. When was the first time I bared my ass unto others?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
You might be valid saying that that's an invasive question, but don't act like it doesn't make absolute sense.
You mean when was the first time I was naked in public?
Yeah.
I've never been naked in public.
This is fucked. Yeah.
It's normal.
Danny, what is the riskiest thing that's paid off to you in the past calendar year?
Ooh, past calendar year? I don't know. It wasn't a risk. I got laid off the past calendar year, but it wasn't my... I didn't do it on purpose.
I mean, it led to some good things. You're here with us
100%.
Now.
100%. So I'll take the blame for that. Yeah, I did that on purpose. It wasn't a pandemic that forced me out of a job.
I did have a job end right before the pandemic, and I've been telling people that it was because of the pandemic. It wasn't because of the pandemic. It's because of me.
I definitely know some people that got fired, and it's like, yeah, the pandemic was tough. So you're just bad at your job.
You got fired in 2018.
I've been unemployed for 5 years. What are you talking about?
Mike, why are you smiling? Because you've been the one to fire a lot of people this year. And we didn't even, we had the budget. You just wanted to let them go.
Me or Mike?
Mike.
I have power?
Yeah, a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah, if you want, you could fire JG. Let's talk offline.
John George?
Right, you don't know how initials work. I forgot.
You just said the word of the week.
Which is what?
Is.
That's funny.
There's no way I was the first to say is I just, in this episode.
I just paid rent this morning. We pay rent in cash, so I had to stop by a Chase ATM. I have not that much money left in my bank account, but I'm going to give you every cent of it for the word of the week. Usually it's $1,000, Danny, but I only have like
$300. It's the middle of the month. Hold on. Where do you live?
You pay rent in cash on the 12th?
Our landlord lives in the desert, and we get $100 off our rent if we pay in cash, because I think he doesn't like to tell the IRS that he's a landlord. Here we go. Amir Blumenfeld. Is $308 okay? Because that's all I have.
Don't pay me anything, because then I like have to send it back, and it's like this weird thing of like who owes who what, and it's less of a headache if you just don't send me any cash. I already feel like I have like $40 to $100 from previous episodes that I haven't sent back. Yeah. First, yeah, he sent it to me. You don't, again, you don't. Yeah. And the transaction note said, you owe me. I'm going to send this right back to you. So I don't owe you. I don't want to owe you anything.
I'm just signing into Chase to see my $0 balance.
Right.
Oh, now okay.
I feel oddly bad.
I'm going to get
you
an overdraft fee because I actually only had $233.
Don't show that shit to us.
This is a great vibe. Like, I'm really riding this with you guys.
Not really.
Danny, you should get on the talk. I feel like you would go viral.
I have one, but I've only posted like a couple of videos.
Is it at Danny?
I'm not
Sellers?
A TikToker.
At Follow Sellers.
Follow Sellers, the regular social media handle.
Well, I feel like there's stand-ups that just post their stand-up clips. Maybe you could do that.
I did that, and I did get more hits on that than I typically do, but I'm being weird about it. I'm gonna do it more, I think, eventually.
We should do well, Marty, he probably wouldn't like me saying this. I'll ask him and I'll cut him out if he doesn't want me to say it, but he's
doesn't want you to say it. Like, you usually lean into these weird, awkward, personal moments, so the fact that this one is giving you pause makes me think that he definitely does not want you to say what you're about to say. But you can say it and we can cut it out.
Yeah, I just don't think you would have talked to Mike like that. So it's weird that I get this weird treatment.
He would never have said he.
Why,
this is
why
4
would he
years
have caused to?
Emotional abuse. Yeah.
I've said 4 words this whole show.
Let's just get this over with. Like, we have 40 more minutes. Funny soundbite. Let's do a funny soundbite.
One.
What did he say?
What did he say? And then that's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
Danny, I've been thinking a lot about, do you know Eat, Pray, Love?
I've heard of it. What is it, a movie?
It's like a book and a movie. I guess the premise is this, like, divorcee travels around France eating, praying, and loving. And I feel like I want the same for you. I want you to, like, find yourself in Nice.
I'm already married.
What's that?
I'm already married.
I know, but you have to be married to be divorced at some point. And she was divorced.
So you want my marriage to fail, bro?
I don't want it to fail. I want you to have Eat, Pray, Love. And plenty of people get divorced and they get back together. Have you seen Gilmore Girls?
No. I'm not an 18-year-old young lady. Yeah, I mean, I'm moving out to LA, bro. I'm moving, driving across the country.
I guess that could be your Eat, Pray, Love moment. Yeah, it's like your Route 60. Are you going to go by the Grand Canyon?
I don't know yet. Maybe, I guess.
Okay.
I think you need to find yourself. What's going on with you in your life?
Oh, yeah. I don't know who I am. Because, like, security comes from knowing who you are and, like, sticking to that and having some kind of North Star in place. Being, like, knowing what the behavior is that you would actually do if you weren't under some kind of emotional distress. And I haven't quite figured that out yet. And that might be the reason for this show.
I don't think that's the reason for this show.
Wow.
It's growing, though. The show's growing. You're doing a
great
job.
Yeah, no, you're doing great, man.
I paid for some of those listens. There's like this eBay thing that if you pay out $200, you get 20,000 lit downloads.
Okay, well, never mind.
Danny, does your wife have any older single friends that might want to pay me to hang out with them? Sort of like a sugar mama scenario?
What?
That's like, I'm like 58, bro.
Older single friends that would pay you to hang out with them.
Yeah, like companionship for cash. Yeah.
Have fun in Miami, man. Because, yeah, you might be able to find like somebody Cougar, like that yeah. there. Yeah.
What's your, let's set up like a profile for you for dating. Like, tell the listeners who you are. Do you like to work out? You know, are you funny?
That's a good question. Are you funny?
I'm sloth, so I don't really, I'm lazy in that specific regard. And then like the jokes are just like canned sound bites that I play off of a website. And then I like ride the coattails of people that are funnier than me, like you guys, and then edit it together so that I sound like I'm the reason why you guys are like hitting your marks.
Do you do stand up? Have you done stand up before?
No, stand up's too hard.
What about improv? You seem like an improv guy.
Yeah, I do improv.
That was the most insulting thing that's ever been said to Jeff on this show.
How?
You what? Seem like an improv guy. I'll let that sink in, Jeff.
I wasn't trying.
That's I'm no, I know, and that's what makes it worse.
Got me.
That was
nobody.
So fast.
I'm just asking questions.
But I do want Jeff to let that sink in.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Welcome to Michael Bay or Mike Comité.
I knew you were going for the Slack history, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm self-conscious about the bit because everybody seems to be catching on to the rhyme thing.
Of course.
All right, I'm going to say a quote. And
yeah, we know. It has to be
Michael Bay or Mike Comité.
Yeah.
All right, number one. I'm at that point in my life where I definitely want to get married soon.
I think that was Transformers 2, wasn't it?
Correct. That's Michael Bay. We should say that this is all for cash. So, Danny, that's $10 to you. And then for everything that you guys get wrong, that's $10 owed to me. Danny's up 10. This feels fucking canned at this point because morale is low. You sure you want to bring on the least requested guest?
That's Comité.
That's correct. Amir's up. I'm losing $20. This is fucked. Everybody knows about Pearl Harbor.
What? Did he produce Pearl Harbor? Michael Bay?
Well, I feel like that's a hint.
Michael Bay, right?
Yes, that was Michael Bay. All right. Pearl Harbor was a good thing to have happen.
Michael Bay, I guess.
That was Comité.
No way.
What do you mean?
He never said that. What's the exact quote that you're attributing to Mike?
Oh, he said Pearl Harbor was a good thing to have happen.
The harbor or the attack on it?
Daddy chill.
Like, just... All right, never mind. Okay.
I love doing big movies. It's awesome.
It's got to be Bay.
Correct. Amir's up 20. Danny's up 20. Mike hasn't even guessed. Here we go. Big movies are the devil's... What's that?
I was laughing. For the first time in this show, I was finally laughing, and you stopped me.
Big movies are the devil's product. The only films I want to watch are low-budget shorts made at 24-hour film festivals.
I
Was that me?
Correct.
Oh, good.
Danny's up 10. Danny's up 10.
Amir's up. There's no 20. Way he said it. There's no way he said
that. That's actually incorrect.
Do you think the alternative is that Michael Bay said the exact opposite of the quote prior to what that one was?
So oh, I see. Okay.
It's a flip-flop, so it had to be me.
What we do is not brain surgery. We're entertainers, plain and simple, and we're responsible to bring that money back to make a profit.
Like Mike has a little bit of capitalism in him.
That's Bay. That's my, oh.
What? That was Michael Bay.
That's who Danny was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
20 then. 20 to Danny. Here we go. To me, audio engineering is both harder and more important than brain surgery.
Michael Bay.
That was wrong. That was Komate. Amir is only up 10 now. All right. I allow a lot of room for improvisation and funny stuff. I always feel planned. It's a horrible series of sentences.
Yeah, didn't he like contradict?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's Michael Bay.
Correct. Danny's up $30. All right. Last one. As a general rule of thumb, I like to cut out funny bits of podcasts.
You're going to say it's Komate, but it's not.
Correct. Oh, no. You just lost out. Here we go. All right. That's it, right? Danny won 30. Mike, I think you won 20. Amir, you broke even. Danny, it's Danny Sellers 3, right?
It's not.
It's Follow Sellers even on Venmo?
Please do not send me the money.
That's how fucked up you are. Please do not send me money. Do you realize how cursed of a man you have to be for people to beg you not to give them cash?
Let's talk about some current events. I'm going to shout out some headlines and you guys are going to give me your take, all right? The race is on to vaccinate America's nearly 17 million younger teens. I'm going to have to give a hot take. I don't think younger teens should get the vaccines.
Yeah, that is a very hot, incorrect take. Why do you not think so?
I think that if you do pull-ups, that's as good as a vaccine as possible, especially if you kind of swing in the air hither than thither.
So if you exercise with poor form, you think that's better than being vaccinated for this illness?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
The goal is to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
As many adults.
Yeah, or, you know, as many as the CDC deems safe.
Do you guys think kids are interesting?
What age?
Let's say under 6.
Yeah, I can find a 4 or 5 year old interesting.
Really?
Yeah, they have like very silly, fun thoughts about the world. They're, you know, they're not cynical at that age yet. Filled with wonderment and silly sense of humor.
Silly is a good word for it though, because people say silly when they mean not smart. Like not silly really. Is just, what's that?
No. Dumb is when people say not smart. They mean dumb. Silly is like fun and funny.
No, because like Danny can back me up on this. The best comedy comes from truth and, you know, references and, you know, you have to be smart to be funny. That's why he's a stand-up. But then there's people that just do silly stuff like advice podcasts. You know, it's like that's just spewing nonsense. And that's not really, it doesn't require you to read, you know?
No, I have to read. I know you're talking about things at large, but in terms of the advice podcast, yes, that's part of it is reading.
It also depends, like when you watch a show too, you know whether it came from real life experiences or whether it's like a nonsense. So like, you know, when I watch, let's say, Veep, I know that that person must have an in on the political spheres. And that's smart comedy because they're introducing certain characters.
How did we get here, man?
And then there's shows that's like, trying to think of something on the spot that like wouldn't take that much work. Like a dating coach or like a pickup artistry class. Like that's, nobody's done that. And that's just lowbrow to have.
Okay.
Aren't there like multiple shows that have done that?
Jake and I did a show about that. You were in it. It's called Lonely and Horny. It's the poster behind me.
Oh, that. Yeah.
No, you're not sorry. You went out of your way to bring that up. The question was, should teenagers get vaccinated? And you ended up saying
right,
that
let's just
advice
move on.
Podcasts are stupid and so are shows about dating coaches.
Forget it.
So don't say that forget I it. Forgot. Yeah, forget
let's
it.
Let's just go to the next headline. Has the pandemic changed dating forever? Danny?
Why are you trying to test my marriage? I'm in a relationship.
I'm happy that you found the one, man. I'm just wondering, like, has it been tough to not have those nights out on the town or those nights with your boys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Not being able to go outside is pretty rough.
Amir?
Has the pandemic changed dating forever? No. It's changed dating for now. But I think we'll slowly start to return to normalcy.
That's pretty good.
I'm not done talking. As more and more people get vaccinated. Yes,
yeah,
including teenagers who you just
half of what
recently
I, yeah,
urged
what's
not to happen.
Not to get the vaccine.
Right. Yeah, right, that's incorrect. Yeah.
Why are you playing with your hair?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hair. It's so long. I hate it some days. What's that?
Yeah, you got to cut it.
You have the same length hair.
No, mine's longer and it needs to be cut. So that's how I know yours needs to be cut as well.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to do the like long hair rocker look because I can't help but feel like I'm a rocker.
You clean it up, it'll work. I just don't have a barber that I trust in my neighborhood yet.
Oh, I love my barber, Christina Mack. Danny, you got to go to my barber. She's amazing.
No.
Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white van.
Well, yeah, I guess that sometimes my endorsements are the opposite. I would sooner leave Christina than not have other people be perturbed to go to her.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should support her. She needs business.
Yeah.
Give her a shout out on here. Give her a nice host red ad. But I prefer not to.
After years in a supporting role, Amber Sabathia is in charge.
That's the current event. You went from a vaccine to, what is that? Amber Sabathia?
Sabathia, yeah.
Who is that?
That's CeCe Sabathia's wife, who's now an agent at CAA.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? She's a fucking girl boss.
Okay.
She's a hashtag girl boss slay.
So what?
So
what can we have to say about that? Somebody we don't know became an agent at CAA.
She hustles for her art.
Nice. Good.
Agency.
Next headline. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is, yeah. You know, yeah.
Say it. You piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Oh my god, that's funny. All right, Jeff, I have a question. What first day back in office, say this a couple months from now, you know, it's a nice LA Monday, like what's the plan? Like Sunday night, from Sunday until 9 o'clock or whatever the hell you get into work. What are you going to do?
Oh, well, we got to celebrate being in the office. I think we get in at like a nice 9:30, 10 a.m. Mondays are my big editing days, so I'll edit in a corner while everyone else has fun. And I'll help around if Marty needs me to move stuff, soundproof the studio, et cetera, Walter, et cetera. And obviously shoot some hoops outside, show everyone how sopping my jump shot's gotten. And we all go out for drinks afterwards. We go to the Black Cat. We visit my buddy Shannon. She works there. And we see what comes of the night. Maybe I find a lass. Maybe I get some ass. Maybe it's already proving to be the summer of our lives, which is what I am assuming it might have to be. Sorry, Amir, you're like blinking at me pointedly. Like I'm not saying
sorry, I thought
things.
We fired you. You're talking about like going back to the office and hanging out. Going to a bar afterwards and talking to a lass. You're not going to be working here for much longer. I thought Marty already had that conversation with you. Sorry,
he did. I just thought it was just a joke because I also have so much to bring to the table.
Yeah. I mean, not really, but sure.
Oprah Winfrey, Keanu Reeves to participate in new book show. I guess my take is why.
That's a weird coupling of people.
Danny, I convinced myself that I was going to be a millionaire off of Dogecoin. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, I'll buy a house. And then once you buy a house, if you own it outright, why work? You know what I mean?
What would Doge have had to be for you to be a millionaire that could buy a house outright with cash?
Let's see. That would have had to have been
$100. And it topped out at
73 cents.
That's how far you are. On a 100-yard field, you're on the fucking 2-foot mark.
It's a safety. It was a safety.
Yeah. Snapping it into your end zone for sure.
Snapping it into my ass.
Oh, my God.
Danny, have you ever experienced the joys of prostate play?
No, Jeff.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Come on, man.
No, I'm just trying to get one person to answer that question.
Do you really ask everybody?
No,
yeah,
never.
Ask Jake that.
The joys of prostate play?
Goodness gracious.
It's a group of llamas dying, I think, is the origin.
All right,
of that.
Here we go. Ooh, what Mike say? Oh, that it's comate. And I want to know what Mike say. And you know it's all for the day.
You already did this.
Not today.
You already took what I said.
No, let's do
comate's
druthers.
What?
Just like, what's been on your mind recently, man? This is such an uphill battle today. I mean,
you asked me to come on this show. You knew what you were getting into.
No, I want your druthers. I want your absolute druthers. I want, if it had it your way, comate way, how would the world be different, man?
I'm tired of all of the like the Zencaster and like Riverside FM and like those apps that are being used for like podcast recording. I need people to, I wish people would just stop using them.
Bro,
they bother me.
I thought I was going crazy. They are shitty, right?
I just think that I got an email from one of the reps yesterday of one of those companies. I think they just blanketed the whole company. I don't know if anybody else got one, but it was just so annoying that they, like, I said to them, I'm sorry, your app doesn't fit into our workflow right now. And the guy goes, oh, what, hold on. Like, do any of your hosts record locally though? And I was like, all, like, most of them do. Some of them also have external recorders. Like on this call, we have 3 people recording locally and 1 person recording to an external recorder right now. And so it's a pretty good mix that we have at the company. And the guy's like, well, since some people are recording locally, this app just uploads straight to you, to the host. And so you don't have, it makes it one step easier. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, it just doesn't work. And he goes, well, I mean, since it does make sense for you to use us, hopefully we can reconnect further down the line. And it made me so mad. I didn't respond. I just deleted the email. But like, I wasn't rude in my response. I just thanked him for his time. And it's like, I was like, thank you. We don't need you, but like, I appreciate it. It's just it's a mess. I wrote this whole, like, I was like, I was up way too late last night because this email just shook me so hard. And I was like, right now I have most of my guests on the shows that I'm interviewing. I have them record a voice memo with their phone if they don't have any kind of podcasting setup. And it's so much better than having them record into their Zencaster or whatever and like have to worry about like the space being taken up on their computer and having weird, like, what are the privacy settings? Like, guests will come on and join those calls and not see to check like the microphone use being used for Safari or whatever. Or it has to be used only in Google Chrome. So if they don't use Google Chrome, if they download that shit, it's just, that's bothering me.
I know, yeah, I know, like, roasting this salesperson, but I've used that before in other podcasting. I'm like, bro, this was trash.
Yeah.
It was a delay. Like, I did the video joint. It was a delay. And it was
rough.
It's
a complete fabrication of like a problem that doesn't exist. It was like at the beginning of the pandemic, we as a company were trying to figure it out. We all jumped on the Zencaster bandwagon and we were all just like, this sucks. Like, there was some crazy privacy issues up front that were like, you'd log into your account and get somebody else's account for like a very brief period. And it was just like, why? And then Zencaster like came up. Oh, did Jeff just leave?
He left his own recording. This is crazy.
This is insane.
Unless he's doing just like this costume change or something. But yeah, he turned his video and audio off.
This is awkward. It's pretty disrespectful too, to be honest.
I know. I was on a roll. Man.
Especially because I think your 2 minutes were up. So like this is when he would reintroduce himself.
This is when he'd usually like get mad. Like he'd start making a face because somebody else was talking too much or something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
but then he spent the whole first 45 minutes complaining about having to talk too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like,
if he'd be mad, the attention's not on him anymore.
I think that's what it is. He's like acting out or something.
I hope he can't hear us because I really have some issues with Jeff. And it's just like, all right, dude, what's your problem?
Yeah. I think the problem is that it's more than one problem. It's not just like one issue we can resolve. It's like a series of fucked up decisions that ended up with him borderline accidentally hosting the show.
Right.
And now we feel too bad to fire him.
And I'm relatively new, and I feel like most people like hit me up on Slack individually. Like, Jeff's kind of like, I don't know, he's probably one of the weirdest people in the company. I'm like, he's probably a good guy, but.
Yeah. I'll send the audio to Ferris so that
I just don't want to. I don't want him to hear me saying that about him because I know he's kind of sensitive and stuff. And it's you still have to work together. And I'm moving to LA. Might be in the same office. It'll be awkward.
It'll be weird for sure.
He'll probably find out your address too, regardless.
Exactly right.
I know. God.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.